This is AP News Minute. The government confirms 40 cases of the new swine flu in the U.S. 20 of them come from a New York City school where students spend spring break in Mexico. The CDC says it's premature for other countries to urge people not to travel to the U.S., which the European Union is doing. About 150 people in Mexico are believed to have died from swine flu. General Motors could be a majority owned by the federal government under a massive restructuring plan. The troubled automaker will cut 21,000 U.S. factory jobs by next year and phase out the Pontiac brand. The company also plans to reduce its dealerships by 42%. Authorities say a University of Georgia professor is suspected of killing his wife and two men as a plane ticket to fly to the Netherlands and left behind an empty passport wallet. Agencies nationwide have been searching for 57-year-old George Zinkin since Saturday. An Air Force photo op scared a lot of people in Manhattan. One of the jumbo jets that serves as Air Force One did a flyby accompanied by a fighter jet. The FAA says it notified law enforcement of the flyover, but many people left their office buildings fearing something more sinister. I'm Matt Friedman, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.